walking along, and suddenly I looked up ahead and saw a man struggling with, well, some kind of thing.
Describe it, Michaels prodded gently.
Well, bigger than a man, purple-colored, with big bat wings. You know, one of those bat people, what do you call them?
Nirotans.
Yeah, that's it, one of them Nirotans. Bending over the man's throat like he was sucking blood from him. Before I knew what was going on, the bat thing saw me and bolted away into an alley.
Harkin shuddered.
I went to look at the body, no blood at all, just like he is now, drained.
You're sure it was a Nirotan you saw? Michaels asked.
I ain't sure of anything, but there was this big purple thing with bat wings wrestling with poor Barrett. If it wasn't one of them Nirotans, I'd like to know what it was then.
Thank you, Mr. Harkins. I think the local authorities would like to ask you some questions now. Camera flashed toward the second witness. Second witness was not human. He was a member of one of the half-dozen different species of alien beings that frequented Earth since the opening of the Age of Interstellar Travel, some 3 decades earlier. Camera focused on the short, stockily built being, whose only external physical differences from humanity were his 2 tiny, heat-sensitive antennae that sprouted just above each eye.
You are from Drosk? Michaels asked.
The alien nodded. I am Bloon Duworn, attaché for the Drosk Trade Commission office in San Francisco, he said, in smooth, faultless English. I was out for a morning stroll when I came upon the scene this man has just described to you.
Tell us what you saw.
I saw a large winged entity vanishing into the alley. I saw a man falling toward the ground and another man, Mr. Harkins, rushing toward him. That's all. And this large winged entity you saw, can you identify it more precisely? The alien frowned. I am quite sure it was a Nirotan, he said after a brief pause.
Thank you, Michael said.
The screen showed another view of the bloodless corpse. That's where it stands as of now, Chief.
I'll keep in touch on further developments as they break, awaiting your instructions.
The screen went dead. In his darkened office, Neil Harriman sat quietly with folded hands while a chill of terror rippled quickly through him. He recovered self-control with an effort and switched on the light. His mind refused to accept what the message tape had just told him. Harriman's particular job in the workings of the Terran Security Agency was to deal with crimes involving Earthmen and aliens. There was plenty of bad blood between the people of Earth and the strange-looking visitors from space. A planet which had not yet fully reconciled itself even to racial differences in its own species of intelligent life could not easily adjust to the presence of bizarre life forms, some of them considerably superior to the best that Earth had. Up till now, Harriman's job had largely been to protect the aliens from the hostility of Earthmen. The green-skinned Quaflics, for example, had touched off demonstrations in those parts of the world where white skin was still thought to be in some way superior to all other colors of skin. In other places, the peculiar sexual mores of the uninhabited Sodonians had angered certain puritanical terrestrials. So Harriman's wing of the agency had been given the task of protecting Earth's many alien visitors until the people of Earth were mature enough to realize that it was not necessary to hate that which was strange. But now an entirely new and dangerous aspect had entered the picture. One of the aliens had murdered an Earthman, and, thought Harriman bleakly, it would have to be a Nirotan that had committed the crime. The Nirotans were recent additions to the Terran scene. They had first landed on Earth less than a year previously, and no more than a few thousand were present at this time. They were not pretty, descended from a primitive bat-like form. They were frightening in appearance, purple-hued creatures 7 feet tall, their bodies covered with thick, coarse fur, their eyes tiny and set deep in their skull, their faces weird and strange. They had wings, bat-like membranes of skin stretched over vastly elongated finger bones, while a small pair of well-equipped hands provided them with the manipulative abilities necessary for the development of a civilization. They were traders, bringing with them curiously fashioned mechanical contraptions.